News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
First up, sláinte care reforms being introduced into the health system are playing a major role in pushing up the cost of health insurance. If you have health insurance, there's no way you haven't noticed the climbs. Multiple price hikes over the course of the last couple of years. Each year, in fact, more than one price hike. And that is, of course, the story on the front page of the Indo this morning, which reports that reforms have seen a massive drop in how many procedures are covered by health insurance and how they're being carried out in public hospitals. It means insurers are increasingly reliant on more expensive private hospitals, basically, which have been hiking their fees in recent years. And experts say an unintended consequence of sláinte care is that costs are now soaring for health insurance customers. Shane, this was always going to happen. I wrote columns on this a number of years ago going, if we move to a one-tier system, which is what everyone who is the proponents of sláinte care says they want, a one-tier system, but with some people still, which was what was envisaged, still paying health insurance. What it means for people paying health insurance is there will be now waiting times for health insured patients, which there wasn't really previously, and there are now, and there will be that, but also it will become more expensive. So for those paying health insurance, it was going to become slower and more expensive, and that was how the one-tier system was going to work. The upshot of it that I wonder about, and I'm hearing anecdotally from many people, is people are stopping paying their health insurance. Because first of all, why would you pay if it's dearer and slower? But also it's becoming really, really expensive. And we are moving towards this thing, this Valhalla that we've always heard we wanted in this country, which is the NHS. The joke of that, by the way, is that I would put money on this. I would go to Paddy Powers tomorrow and put a bet down saying the NHS won't exist in 10 years because the NHS as a model has one thing and one thing alone going for it. That is that it's free at the point of access, which is great. Yes, you don't pay any money. But in terms of how you actually measure health services and health systems, it's crap. The outcomes are crap. Its waiting times are slow. Important procedures and drugs are rationed. People can't get them. And our health service, whether you hear it or not, ever said, is actually better in terms of being a patient within it than the NHS is. So to me, we are moving towards a model that is becoming obsolete and I don't think will exist in 10 years' time. And it is becoming increasingly expensive for those with health insurance. They're being squeezed and I suspect that they may, in fact, leave that market. Be careful what you wish for. I don't know where this is going to go, but I suspect that it's going to be turbulent times for our health service. What do you make of it?
I don't disagree with you. I will say there's a load of factors that are causing the increase in health insurance. I don't know, and I'll be interested to hear from the experts on how much of this is down to sláinte care because age and demographic profile of insured people, medical inflation, new treatments, increase in hospital fees are a factor.
Health inflation is huge.
It's huge. So I'm curious to see it. I don't disagree with the point you're making. I will just say there was always something unpalatable about the two things. The idea private consultants using public hospitals for their patients. I always thought that was pretty hard to justify. And also the idea of treating people based on their ability to pay rather than their medical need. I don't think anyone could be anything other than uncomfortable with that. But are there going to be consequences? I suspect there are. There generally is.
Let us know what you think. Has your health insurance climbed? Are you happy to continue to pay it? And what do you think about that? That idea of one tier sounds great. Free at the point of access sounds great. But can we really expect the half of the population that has been paying health insurance to continue to do so when it's more expensive and slower now than it's ever been? Let us know what you think about all of it. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.